Regarding the mitzvah of Mila, health plays a major role, as we're talking about a baby, an eight-day-old baby. So there are a couple of issues in the Gemara, actually the Gemara in Shabbos, the 19th Perek, that deal with health issues. So there's the issue of jaundice. The Gemara clearly says a jaundiced baby is a sakana, and you have to wait if the baby's yellow. The Gemara talks about mitzitza being for the purpose of health reasons. You have to do mitzitza bepeh in order to make sure the baby stays healthy, gets healthy. And we have the issue of warming up hot water, again, in order to make sure it's a sakana issue. Your baby has to be washed before and after. So we have to discuss each one separately. In other words, the issue of hot water and warm water, and even based on the Gemara, it's a sakana, even do it on Shabbos. Bizman Hazeh, we don't do it on Shabbos. Why not? If the Gemara says it's a sakana, so why don't we do it? And as well, mitzitza. Again, so mitzitza is even, some say you shouldn't do it because you're endangering the child. So what about doing, if mitzitza is only for health purposes, and we assume we have other methods of health, so would it be docha Shabbos? Can you do a mitzitza on Shabbos today? And jaundice isn't limited to Shabbos. Jaundice is an issue for every day of the week. And so is mitzitza. Mitzitza is dangerous. It's an issue of all week long as well. And washing the babies all week long, but the issue is you have to be machal Shabbos to warm up hot water. There's no problem during the week. So we'll start off with jaundice, move to mitzitza, and then move to washing the baby before and after. So the Gemara in Shabbos is clear that it's the Gemara relates a story in Kuf Lamed Dalet about the babies who died from a bris milah, and the baby was yellow, so the Gemara said not to do it, wait till he gets better, etc. So it's clear from the Gemara, you don't do a bris milah while a baby is yellow, while the baby has jaundice. So what does that mean exactly in real life? So the Rambam in Hilchos Milah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudzayin, and the Shulchan Aruch, they both write in general, one has to be careful regarding sakana, especially the Rambam, and he writes the obvious, that if there's a danger to a child's life, and even a suffix danger, you delay the bris, because you could always do the bris later, but you can't bring back a Jewish life once you kill them. So therefore, it's clear that you don't do a bris until the baby is like the other babies that becomes healthy. However, there's a major difference between how the Rambam phrases it, and the Shulchan Aruch basically gets from the Rambam but leaves out a key word. When the Rambam writes, when do we postpone a bris if you have jaundice? If you're exceptionally yellow, you're very yellow. But the Shulchan Aruch, this says, you postpone a bris if you're just yellow. So there's a big difference between very yellow and yellow. That's the nafkamina they all agree if there's a serious case of jaundice and the medical professionals say it's dangerous, there's nothing to talk about. We'll even get into waiting 7 days. But the shaila is, what about if it's a minor case of jaundice, a mild form, and the doctors say it's not dangerous? So could I do a bris while the person has a mild form? In other words, if the medical professionals all assume this type of form, they assume it's not the jaundice perhaps the Gemara was talking about. It's a mild form. It's the normal way a baby develops. And therefore, they want to know, could I do a bris? Could I do a bris with a baby while he still has jaundice, even though the medical community says it's not an issue. And as I said, and there's a further machlokes, and whatever the case of jaundice is, once the jaundice goes away, could I do the bris right away? Or do I have to wait 7 days after to make sure that the child's better? So that's also part of the discussion. If you have a mild case of jaundice, you have to wait at all. That's a debate among the poskim. The Rosh Hashulchan, the Marsham say you don't have to. Rav Shlomo Kugler says you do have to. So what's the issue? The issue seems to, what do you do when modern medicine says, let's say a mild case of jaundice, is this part of the development of how babies grow up? It's okay to be yellow. On the other hand, according to Halacha, it seems to say, or the Gemara, not the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that if you're yellow, you shouldn't, the baby's not like the other babies. So how do we deal with a case where the medical professionals say it's a go, and Chazal say it's a no-go? So, as you guessed it, there are different approaches. So, the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Dayan Weiss, he's very concerned that once Chazal tell us something's dangerous, if Chazal tell us that a jaundiced baby is a danger, so therefore, even if the medical professionals say that it's not, we can't do the bris. And we have to postpone the bris. And even if you're telling me as a very low bilirubin count, so it's still, you would not do the bris. And as Reb Blake points out, even if the bilirubin count's 5 or higher, you can't do the bris. And perhaps as well, you require a set, and so he makes a distinction. If your bilirubin's count over 10, then you have to wait for it to go away, and then, you know, and plus you have to deal with the 7-day waiting period. And therefore, that's the strict approach. We take Chazal seriously. And if they say it's dangerous or that's it, even though modern technology, modern medicine says no, we know we don't do it when there's jaundice, and perhaps even wait 7 days. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be the most mako. That's what Dr. Avram, the Nishmas Avram, quotes him, that he even permitted a bilirubin count of 14. In other words, Rav David Baruch said a count of 10 above, you need a 7-day wait. Rav Shlomo Zalman, his own wife, if the doctor said the baby is completely healthy, he said, Chazal Nishtana Teva, they're talking about a different type of jaundice. And then there's, of course, a more nuanced middle approach from the Tzitz Eliezer or another poskim that we can. So basically, Rav Shlomo Zalman says we go with the doctors. Anytime we don't, when Chazal gave medical opinions, they spoke to the local doctors, and that's what they thought. But so we have to speak to our doctors, and therefore we follow what our doctors. If the doctors say it's not a sakana, there's not a sakana. That's the whole discussion, fish and meat. The medical science says it's not. Do we do? So the Rambam leaves it out, the Magen Avraham. So that's how one deals with it. So the Dayan Weiss says, no, we can't ignore Chazal when they say it's dangerous, and therefore we have to be machmir. Nothing wrong with being machmir when it comes to bikuach nefesh. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, we don't have to take into account, because Chazal was talking about clearly something else, that the baby was in danger. Here, the baby's not in danger, and therefore, even if he has a higher bilirubin count, but the doctors say he's healthy. In fact, I know I had someone, a friend of mine who's doing a bris, and like they're a doctor. And the case was, whatever the exact details were, the doctor said, I'm out. It's okay, like we could do the bris. And the Samoa said, no, we're more machmir than the doctors. So at the end of the day, the person did the bris because the baby got better. But so that's a middle approach is we're not going to ignore if you join these. So we have one approach that you can't do it when you join this and you have to wait 7 days. Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can even do it with jaundice if the doctors say it's not a danger. Then the middle approach where you want to wait, at least wait till the jaundice goes away or wait till at least it recedes, and then you don't have to wait 7 days. Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that even if it's receding, it's okay, and that's the Nishvas Avram says that's the practice of many Mohalim, that if the bilirubin is 12 or less, that you could do the bris. And Posim even suggests on Shabbos, if it's a Shaila, you could have a non-Jew perform a bilirubin test and to see. So we see when it comes to jaundice, so there's a, you have the Dayan Weiss, who takes the Chazal the more seriously, and therefore we have to be Machmir, Rav Shlomo Zalman, we go by the medical. And since Eliezer, we don't ignore either, we go with the medical, and therefore we can be lenient right away. Then you have the Mitzitza, where the Gemara says, you fire the Mohel if there's no, if you don't do Mitzitza because he's endangering the child. So that's the Shaila today. Is Mitzitza Bepeh with herpes and probably endangering the, if you're, you know, and with infectious disease. So again, so you have the approach of the Avnei Nezers and others that, no, Mitzitza Bepeh, it's like halacha, was at some claim, I'm not saying the Avnei Nezer, but it's halacha l'moshe misinai, and therefore, obviously, the nature of the meal is danger. So therefore, we apply the principle in the Gemara Masech and Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yodara, that if you observe the mitzvah, so that's part of the mitzvah. In other words, if you're going to war, so people are going to die. So he's saying is the mitzvah, by definition, of milah involves danger. So it's like Halacha Moshe Misinai. If Chazal say it helps, it helps. On the other hand, even the Chasam Sofer, he wrote a tshuva to the Yad Eliezer, someone to say it was a Hora Shah, that people weren't going to do Mila at all, so he said you could do it, you don't have to do Mitzitza Bepeh, we could do it Bekwi. And that, and in fact, that was the practice, and it's only Api Kabbalah that you need Mitzitza Bepeh. And therefore, many posts can say if it's a health concern. So in fact, Rav Shecht always quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, who quoted his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was much more machmir. He says, my father was much more machmir. He wouldn't allow you to do the bris if you did Mitzitza Bepeh. I'm a little more makel. I try to discourage the moel, but if not, I let him do it. I think that was a maisa. But the Moa was a Hasidisha, and he just let it go, even though he was against it. So you have those who say Mitzitza Bepeh no matter what, because obviously they hold it's not a strong enough danger in either Shomer Mitzvah or it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. And others say no. Obviously, if it's a danger, you do Mitzitza. You have the Tiferet Yisrael. They quote who says that really Mitzitza is not part of the meal, it's just for health reasons, and therefore you don't need Mitzitza at all. We don't generally assume that way. We go with the middle approach that we need Mitzitza, but that's what the Avnei Nezer holds, like doing it with the class tube doesn't help. And we assume that Mitzitza Bekli does work, and therefore that the Mitzitza Bekli is doing Mitzitza. So no reputable moral today will say not to do Mitzitza. But that's the issue. We have the Gemara says doing Mitzitza we have to do Mitzitza in order to keep the child safe. And today modern medicine says you do Mitzitza Bepeh, you're hurting the child. So then the different approach is, number one, if you accept that you believe the medical staff that it's a danger. They claim either it's not a danger, it's not enough of a danger, and others say, like, maybe you shouldn't get do matzitz at all. No one actually says that. I think Rav Moshe Tendler would say, since it's only for health reasons, I heard him quoted that maybe you shouldn't do matzitza on Shabbos if you don't consider it integral. So that's the issue. You know, we accept the norms, we do it even on Shabbos, we assume it's part of it, but we go with a compromise, we do a matzitza bakli, that's kind of like a compromise. We don't do it when you have jaundice, when you have a mild jaundice, but we don't have to wait the 7 days either. And then we have the other issue of the water. So today we don't, the Beis Yosef writes during his time already that you didn't have to wash it, you wash the baby with water. So Lamaisa, the practice is no one washes the baby on Shabbos, because maybe we assume the Shtana HaTeva regarding the water. We have antibiotics and other things, so Lamaisa, no one, we don't wash the baby, even we don't do it anyway during the week. So Lamaisa, without Machal Shabbos on Machitznes HaKatan. Regarding Mitzitza, the minhag seems to be we do it on Shabbos, so we do it bequeathed, because we're doing it for health reasons. You know, that's the Rav Moshe Tendler's issue. And regarding jaundice, it's not a Shabbos issue. Well, obviously it could be. If it's on Shabbos, we're not going to do it. But I guess that could be a shaila. If you have mild jaundice on Shabbos, that this adds another aspect to the shaila. And we only can do a milah bizmana. So if you postpone the jaundice, then clearly not. But let's assume it's day 8 and you have a mild case of jaundice. That could be another issue to push it off if you don't want to do it on Shabbos. The Lamaisa, for those who say you could do it, they would do it on Shabbos, I would assume. And you can even take the bilirubin on Shabbos. Mitzitza, the minhag is even on Shabbos, and many assume you do mitzitza bakli today. And regarding the marchitza nesakatan, we assume we don't need to nishtana ateva. So by the water, we know the antibiotics work. By mitzitza, there's a debate whether it's part of integral to the bris, and if it is, does mitzitza bakli work as good as mitzitza bepeh? And we have, and the jaundice case as well. So that's how we see, especially by Mila, we see how not every case is different. When Chazal tell us jaundice is dangerous, mitzitza bepeh is healthy, and washing the child before and after, bismana gemara, and how we have to take in modern technology and modern medicine in terms of how we deal with the mitzvah of Mila regarding jaundice, mitzitza, and Machitin is a katan.